So 312-981-7200 is the phone number if you want to join us. We're going to talk a little bit about food here. So McDonald's announces, this is pretty crazy. McDonald's announces, oh, by the way, speaking of McDonald's, Vic, I don't know if you like the McRib, but it's back.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Oh, yeah. It's back today or tomorrow. It comes back.
Do we know how long it's going to be for sale?
I believe through November.
Oh, okay.
So I think it's about a month. So
I like the flavor. I don't like that the meat is shaped like ribs when it's not really ribs. I'm sure that's been talked about before.
Yeah, no, I've mentioned that. I think as I've said in the past that the McRib is the most honest fast food sandwich of all time because it just tells you that it's processed. There's no air about it being good for you. It doesn't try to tell you that it's actual, you know, like a piece of meat. It is processed and it's proud of it because you can't bite through bones. And that's one of the reasons why I love the McRib, because it's the most honest fast food sandwich. There's no lying in the McRib. You don't get the McRib and go, this is going to be good for me. It's natural. It's not. It's processed. There are fake. It looks like it has bones and it doesn't.
Now, I was in a country once where I went up. It's like a food truck, just like we have here in Chicago.
Uh-huh.
And I ordered the turkey sandwich. And it was a huge turkey leg with the bone in a sub sandwich.
What?
Yeah. That's kind of the way I looked at it. I was like, okay, I'll figure it out.
Wow. So it was like, and it was
big honking turkey leg with the bone sticking out one end and the big drum out the other and then this in a hoagie bun.
Now, was it dressed with anything?
I can't remember that part. I'm sure it was, but yeah.
That's insane.
So I can... Yeah, tip of the hat for figuring out a way around the hazards of leaving the bone in the McRib.
Wow, that's insane. A big turkey leg on a hoagie roll.
Yeah, that was the turkey sandwich.
This is your turkey sandwich. We'll give you a loaf of bread with a giant turkey leg. That's crazy. But yeah, the McRib is back. I don't know. I know it's because people started, you know, I happen to have professed my love for the McRib many times. And people posted the notice that the McRib is back on my Facebook page. Like 9 of my friends posted it on there. And you know who's the biggest fan, Dan? You know this. The biggest fan of the McRib is our good friend Vince Maranto.
Absolutely.
Vince is a great guy, a very funny stand-up comedian, a longtime listener of the show. And Vic, he documents every McRib he has during McRib season.
Yeah, I've heard him on your show.
Yeah. He takes a picture of it. You know, sometimes he has at least one a day. I'm not exaggerating this. Vince has at least one McRib a day during McRib season. And you know, and he'll take a picture of everyone and document what McDonald's he's at and what is the quality of this McRib.
Oh, really?
Oh, yeah. No, he takes his McRib very seriously.
Now, see, I would think people who are big time into the McRib sandwich would follow that. What is it, Instagram or Twitter, just to figure out where the best ones are at?
I'm sure that Vince is very dedicated to his love for the McRib. There's no question about it. I thought I loved the McRib, but Vince is just, he goes above and beyond call for that. So that's other McDonald's news, is that the McRib is back. So everybody enjoy it. I think it's back today. I think it comes back today. But I know it's going to be available through November. So it's McRib season officially. And somebody needs to call Jack Osborne and let him know. That's always one of my favorite moments in that episode of the Osbournes, when they're in the back of the car and Jack goes, oh, the McRib is back. And then Kelly incessantly makes fun of him. The McRib is back. Like makes fun of him. Just Kelly just completely making fun of Jack for being excited that the McRib is back. I don't think the McRib needs to go away. That's my complaint, is that it should be. When I worked at McDonald's and they first introduced the McRib, it was year round. It wasn't, you know, that was a regular, it was a regular menu item all year round. There wasn't this, let's take it away. But again, that increases the sales. You know what I mean? Because people are like, oh, I gotta go and get my McRib because it's going to be gone soon.
And I had heard, and I don't know if this is just urban legend, somebody told me that Orion had reported this, but the problem would be that because it's such a popular item, that they might not necessarily have the stock to produce it year-round.
I think that's true because all I know this, and this is Orion has said this many times, that pork prices, I mean, you know, pork sales go through the roof.
Oh, that's interesting.
When the McRib is, you know, during McRib season, you know, he says the numbers are huge. Like they go through a lot of pork during McRib season, and it shows up in the numbers. And that's true. Orion's talked about that. And in fact, Orion has thanked me for eating as many McRibs as I have over the years. So,
yeah, between your milk consumption and your McRib consumption.
Orion's a big fan.
Farmers love you,
Nick. Orion's a big fan of my diet, yeah. McRibs and milk.
You know the old slogan, thank a farmer today, the farmers thank Nick.
Oh, man. All right, why don't we take a break? When we come back, we have a new breakfast menu item for McDonald's to talk about. So the McRib is back, Jack Osborne. And when we come back, we got another McDonald's announcement to make. And we've got some more food items to talk about right here on 720 WGN. So stay tuned for that. All right. Welcome back, everybody. Nick DiGilio here on 720 WGN. And yeah, we are live in the Allstate Skyline studio here on a Friday morning. Fly Jams Friday, the scary edition. Ooh. Spooky Fly Jams. That's our theme. It is the last Fly Jam Friday before Halloween, and we always do the spooky themes Fly Jams. And if you have requests that are spooky and fly, 312-981-7200. All the other regular Friday features coming up. We're going to tell you how to do well in trivia and talk a little bit about some of the mysteries behind the dollar bill. But right now we got a couple of food stories that we're going to get to. The McRib is back, everyone, and I know that everybody feels joy because of that. And McDonald's has announced meaty new triple breakfast stacks. And they credit customers for the menu hack. Now, these menu hacks, Dan, we've talked about this before. You can go in and order some stuff that's not on the menu at certain fast food places, and they'll make it for you.
Right.
Like, they'll customize it
right
for you.
McDonald's is famous for their by sea, by land, by air, which is a filet of fish, hamburger, and chicken.
All on the same?
Yep, on the same bun.
Oh, my God. Jeez. That's a lot. That is a lot. So McDonald's has announced new breakfast sandwiches that are not for the faint of heart or gut. The triple breakfast stacks, breakfast sandwiches that involve two sausage patties, two slices of cheese, bacon, and egg. The new sandwiches will be available for a limited time beginning on November 1st. McDonald's said in a news release that came out on Tuesday evening. On an earnings call with analysts Tuesday, executives said the company is in a street fight with other fast food chains over customer traffic, even as it is works on modernizing its 14,000 U.S. restaurants. CEO Steve Easterbrook hinted at new breakfast offerings as well as a classic meal deal, quote-unquote, that are coming soon on that call. The company later came out with the specifics after Business Insider reported on the breakfast menu addition. The triple breakfast stacks are the first new breakfast items at McDonald's since the fast food launched their Egg White Delight McMuffin in 2013. They'll be available on McGriddles, McMuffins, or biscuits. McDonald's said it got the idea from regular patrons who customize their orders. Mike Harzak, who is the manager of culinary innovation in a news release, said people have been hacking our menu for years, so much so that it's inspired our new triple breakfast stacks. We love seeing the fun ways our customers and McDonald's crew have been creating their own takes on our classics. No nutritional information for the formidable breakfast sandwiches was immediately available. There's a shocker. So you got a couple of sausage patties, you got an egg, you got some bacon, you got two slices of cheese, and you can put it on one of them McGriddles so that you can get maple syrup as well. Yeah, no, that's not going to be too many calories, right? Not going to be too much fatter calories in that. So is there like a secret? Do you have to? Because I've never done a menu hack at any fast food joint. Do you have to like say a secret word or something? Or do you just walk in and go, I want the by air, by land, by sea? And they'll know what you're talking about?
I've never done it personally, but from what I understand, it is they have nicknames. And if they know it, they know it. If not, you just be like, I need a burger, filet fish, and a chicken on a bun. You know,
and they'll do it.
They'll do it. I mean, as long as they're charging you, they don't care.
Yeah. They used to care when I worked there. Nobody could do that kind of stuff.
Really?
No.
I mean, I'm sure there's some that turn them down.
I mean, this was a long time. I mean, I worked at McDonald's in the early 80s, so we're talking a long, long time ago. But
if Bob Seger had done it, do you think Larry would
have
allowed it?
Larry would have allowed it completely. If Bob Seger came in and asked for it, Larry would personally prepare it without one complaint. No, but they were very strict about that. You know, people could ask for, like, no ketchup and stuff, but they couldn't, like, you know, I want a quadruple cheeseburger. You can't do that. If it's not on the menu, you couldn't do it. You could personalize, you know, you could get with it without. You'd have to wait longer because now I know that at Wendy's, everything is cooked to order, right?
I believe so.
When you order it, because it's not frozen, because when I worked at McDonald's, all the patties were frozen, so it takes longer. But if somebody orders something with, like, no pickles or no ketchup, you would have to make it from scratch, and they would have to wait. Or sometimes they would just take the pickles off. You take one out of the bin, just take the pickles off, put it back in, and say, here you go. Even though there's probably pickle juice that is permeated into the bun. But, yeah, we didn't care. It's like, yeah, no pickles? Oh, that's an easy one. Just take it right out of the warming bin. Open it up, pickles off, rewrap it. Here you go. No, but that would not go over all these. Has anybody ever done the menu hack? 312-981-7200 if you want to join us. Talk or text. Have you ever gone to some of these fast food places, ordered off the menu, made combinations on your own, and they do it for you? Or has anybody actually ordered the by air, by sea, by land as that? We're going to jump into your phone calls and talk a little bit about these menu hacks if you've ever done it. 312-981-7200. So the new triple breakfast stacks. And they'll be out on November 1st. You can get it on November 1st. And so I guess all of these menu hacks and customers coming in and making up crazy sandwiches and changing things is affecting the actual real menu at McDonald's. So we're getting crazier and crazier sandwiches, and they still can't even figure out. They're so crazy, they can't figure out the nutritional information for it. That's how crazy these sandwiches are getting. So, okay, we want to hear from you guys. If you've ever done the menu hack or created some crazy sandwich at a fast food place, and they actually served it to you, 312-981-7200. 312-981-7200. And everybody get ready for the triple breakfast stacks. And as we've said before, Dan, the best part of McDonald's menu is their breakfast. I really think that. I think that their breakfast is better than the regular food.
A short time ago, when the Rock and Roll McDonald's closed down for their renovation, Mary Sandberg Boyle was lamenting the fact that it had closed and she couldn't get a breakfast sandwich. And Cochran was like, "Do you get them often?" And she's like, "I've never actually had one, but I like having the option."
That's one of my favorite things that Mary's ever said. It really is one of my favorite things that Mary's ever said. She was upset because she doesn't have the option to get a crazy breakfast sandwich from McDonald's anymore, even though she's never gotten a breakfast sandwich from McDonald's. That's the lovely wisdom of the beautiful Mary Sandberg Boyle. And they really did a whole number on that. I mean, they did like two segments on that, on how that made no sense whatsoever, and it was really entertaining and very funny. And it's always entertaining to listen to Steve in the morning. He'll be up at 6. Let's take a break here. News is up next. All right. Hey, welcome back, everybody. Nick DiGilio here on Friday morning, Fly James Friday. Straight out of context, Nick D Show Spies, you big dummy. All coming up. We are live in the Allstate Skyline studio, and we're talking about menu hacks and how they're actually affecting McDonald's. McDonald's is making these crazy breakfast stacks based on how the customers come in, do the menu hack, order these special concoctions, and now McDonald's is actually going to do this. And I was wondering if you guys have ever done that, if you've ever gone someplace and done the menu hack, created something crazy, or ordered the by air, by land, by sea, which is the Filet-O-Fish, McChicken, and burger on one bun. So 312-981-7200 is the phone number. Before we get back to that, though, I mentioned earlier that I have two pairs of tickets to give away for this new movie called A Private War. The buzz on it is really, really high, and a lot of Oscar buzz as well. Really terrific actress Rosamund Pike plays a real war correspondent named Marie Colvin, who spent a lot of times on the front line. And so we've got two pairs of tickets to give away. But make sure that you're free, because the screening, it's a private screening. The movie opens on the 16th of November, but you'll see it on Monday, November 5th at the AMC River East. Starts at 7 o'clock. So make sure you're available before you call in. It's called A Private War, and also Jamie Dornan and Stanley Tucci co-star. The trailers are great. The buzz is really good, and this could be one of these Oscar contenders, and you'll get a chance to see it a couple of weeks before it opens. So on Monday night, November 5th, River East at 7 o'clock, you can see A Private War. We'll give away one pair of tickets here and then one pair of tickets a little bit later on. If you are caller number three, let's do caller number three, 312-981-7200. Caller number three will win a pair of tickets to see A Private War on Monday, November 5th. At the AMC River East. So call right now, and if you are calling number three, you are going to be lucky, and you'll get a chance to see A Private War before anybody else does. Again, caller number three right now at 312-981-7200. And we'll give another pair away before the end of the show, so stay tuned. All right, we've been talking about food, and we love to talk about food, and essentially we're talking about food where you go to the fast food joint and you kind of make up your own concoction. They call them menu hacks, and it happens so regularly now, in fact, that the actual regular menus at some of these fast food places have been changed, and most recently McDonald's. Just this past Tuesday announced that they have these triple stack breakfast sandwiches that came about through customers coming in and ordering some kind of crazy breakfast sandwich concoctions, and so they've actually changed their menu because of it. And I want to hear from you guys if you have actually ever done that. So call us up at 312-981-7200. And there you go. All right. So we got some texts coming in and some phone calls as well. We got a couple of other food items that we're going to talk about. And let's talk to Trucker Rich. Hi, Rich.
Hey, how you doing tonight, Nick?
All right.
Well, you know, I like Big Macs. I mean, I don't go to fast food all that every day. But, you know, if you go in and order McDouble and ask them to add mac sauce and shredded lettuce, they charge you an extra 50 cents, and it's about a buck and a half cheaper for a quote a Big Mac with half the lettuce and missing the center piece of bread.
Yeah. So it's essentially the same thing. It's essentially the same thing, but without the bun, without the middle bun.
Right. And it's about a buck. Oh, well, it's over a buck and a half cheaper because I think a Big Mac's like, what, $3.89 or something like that out where I live. And a McDouble's a $1.39 plus 50 cents, so $1.89. You know, you can almost get two of them for the price of one Big Mac.
That's true. Unless people are really, Rich, unless people are really fond of that middle bun. That's the...
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Then just order two of them and put them all together and just use one of the bottom bun for the middle layer, right?
Yeah. Interesting. Yeah. Okay. That's a good one, Rich. Yeah. Good money-saving tip.
Yep.
Okay, buddy. All right. We have our winner, our caller number three, and it's Debbie on WGN. Hi, Debbie.
Hi.
Hi. How are you?
I'm so excited.
All right.
I'm fine.
Okay.
I thought, why even bother? But why even bother to pick up the phone and try? But I'm thrilled. And I can't believe I'm number three, and thank you.
You are the winner, and you are available. You can go on Monday, November 5th, correct?
It seems like I can.
All right, there you go. And you're going to see A Private War with Rosamund Pike based on a true story, and the buzz has really been high on this one, Debbie, and you're going to get to see it before everybody else. So congratulations, and thanks for winning.
Thank you so
thanks
much.
For listening.
Thank
okay,
you.
Hang on, okay?
Okay.
Debbie's going to hang on. All right. We have one more pair of tickets to give away. We'll do it before the end of the show this morning. So for A Private War. All right. We got a bunch of texts coming in about these menu hacks and ordering weird concoctions at fast food places. And here is Don on WGN. Hi, Don.
Hey, Nick. The McDouble, but they call it the Daily Double. It's not on the menu. And it comes with the tomato,
right,
the lettuce, and mayonnaise.
Yeah, that used to be on the menu. The Daily Double used to be on the menu, and they took it off.
But you can still get it.
You can still order it.
You used to ask for it, and they throw it up there.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, but that was one of those ones that was actually, they took that one off the regular menu, but now you have to special ask for it. And I know that those were really popular. The Daily Double was really popular. They weren't very expensive, and people liked that it was kind of like what a Whopper is. It has sort of the same toppings as a Whopper. So,
yeah.
All right, Don, thanks, man.
Okay.
Take care. The Daily Double. Let's see. We got some texts here. 847 area code says, I was a lunch lady. We served a rib sandwich. The kids loved it. It was pork, but shaped like ribs. So they have those in They have those in lunchrooms, Dan. I didn't know that. In school lunchrooms, they had
I did not know that either.
They had the McRib, basically the McRib. You know, that Banquet has a frozen dinner, which one of those Banquet, a dollar frozen dinners, that has a, like what looks exactly like a McRib patty, and it actually tastes like a McRib.
That's awesome.
309 area code says, to go along with your discussion about McDonald's, did you know that in Sedona, Arizona, the arches are turquoise, not gold or yellow? They had to get special permission to do that. Is that right? I didn't know that.
Yeah, it's the first I've heard of it.
I mean, that's a big deal. You don't want to mess with the arches, man. I mean, that's iconic. That's legendary, you know? Let's see. Here's Glenn on WGN. Hi, Glenn.
Hey, good morning. How are you doing?
All right.
Now, I know McDonald's has a secret menu. You have to go online to find it, you know, different concoctions, like a chicken patty on a beef bun, beef patty. And I tried that once at the McDonald's in Fonlac, but they didn't know what I was talking about.
Oh, I see. I guess it depends on, so in, yeah. In Fond du Lac, you're not going to be able to get that stuff then.
No, you'll probably not get too much, but yeah, it'd be up for, kind of specific, but. Yeah, unless they know about it, they're not going to give it to you.
Okay. All right, at least in Wisconsin. At least up north. Okay.
Yeah.
All right,
yeah,
Glenn. Thank you, Glenn. Right. Take care.
Have a good one. Yeah,
yeah. Forget it. Wisconsin, no, we're not going to make that for you now. No. We'll add more cheese. But 847 area code says, I don't get McDonald's. They serve breakfast all day, but my local is pissed when I order a Big Mac at 7 a.m. But you can get food now. Right, you can get regular food now. Before, can you get like a Big Mac at like 6 in the morning now?
I was not aware of that.
I thought it was breakfast, and then the lunch starts at 11, and then breakfast continues. Because I think breakfast gets served all day at McDonald's.
Breakfast is served all day, but I don't think you can get a non-breakfast item between 6 a.m. and 11 a.m.
That's what I thought.
So, yeah.
So that's why they're mad.
So he's mad that he can't. I mean, my tip to you as someone who's experienced that same pain and anger, I just go to Wendy's. Or, I'm sorry, Burger King. They serve the Whopper 24 hours.
Oh, they do?
Yeah.
Okay. So the Whopper, you can get a Whopper at Burger King at 7 o'clock in the morning if you want. You know, because, you know, some of us who work this shift don't necessarily want a breakfast item. You know what I mean?
I really don't.
Yeah. 708 area code says, Dunkin' Donuts doesn't advertise, but they have an ultimate meat sandwich on the menu for $5 to $6, depending on franchise. What is the meat? What is it? I mean, it's got to be one of the breakfast sandwiches, right? So it's probably sausage, egg, ham, something like that. Sausage, egg, ham, bacon. So basically all forms of pork on one on one sandwich, which is fine with me. Totally fine with me. Put as much kind of pork on a sandwich as you possibly can. It's great. Megan says, the only place I've customized something is Starbucks. Pumpkin spice lattes aren't good, but their pumpkin chai lattes taste like pumpkin pie, and they customize everything there. So if you customize something at Starbucks, how much more is that going to cost? You know what I mean? Because you're already, it's a pretty penny to get something at Starbucks. Starbucks isn't cheap. So if you start customizing stuff, I bet you're going to walk out of there with a $12 drink.
And if it was $12, it'll be 14. It'll be 16 now. Man.
Yeah.
Checker's Rich call reminded me of something that we talked about one time when you were off and Mark Carmo was filling in. There's a guy in suburban Chicago who sued McDonald's because he figured out that the value meal charges you 41 cents more than if you ordered the items individually. So
is that right?
James Gurdy of Des Plaines tell the Daily Herald that bundling two cheeseburgers, a medium French fries, and a drink at $5.90 is 41 cents more than when the individual items are purchased. Gentia, a bus driver, said the lawsuit filed this month is about principle, not the 41 cents.
Wow. So it's not a value meal. That's definitely not a value meal. Mm. Okay. I didn't know about that. How long ago did this happen?
Let's see. When did this story get published? 2016, so a couple of years ago.
All right. How about this? 773 area code says, I order the big breakfast on a sandwich. It's sausage, egg, pancakes on a bagel. Oh, my God. Now, I know that the big breakfast, that's what the big breakfast is. You get a pancake, you get sausage, you get eggs. And hash browns. How come you didn't put hash brown on it, man? You got to put a hash brown on that thing. You don't waste a hash brown. Hash browns are great at McDonald's. So, you know, they've got this frozen item, you know, because Jimmy Dean's, I buy some, I've kind of addicted to this really stupid thing that it's a microwave thing, but it's real eggs. So what you get is it comes in a cup, like a plastic cup, and it's from Jimmy Dean's. It's refrigerated. It's in the bacon section. And you get it, and it comes with two scrambled eggs, like real eggs. They're in a cup. So you open up the big cup, you take out the scrambled eggs, you dump them in the cup, then you throw it in the microwave for a minute, stir it, throw it back in for 30 seconds, and then you get a package with either, it's got cheese with either sausage or bacon or turkey sausage. And you dump that in, stir it, and throw it in the microwave again for another minute. And in 2.5 minutes, you've basically got like a cheesy sort of egg mixture. What do they call those? Scramble. An egg scramble. With the sausage or bacon in it. And they take 2 minutes. And I know, you know, and it's real eggs. So I'm like, this is an item I can live with. And I get them all the time. I buy a bunch of them when we go grocery shopping, and I eat one every other day. As a breakfast item. It's so much easier and cleaner and everything, but they're real eggs. That's the thing. I mean, they're real eggs. And they've got one now. It's with a healthier, it's supposed to be healthier. That's the turkey sausage, and it's egg whites. So it's only egg whites. And so that's sort of even a healthier item. But they sell like crazy, these things. And, you know, I think it's like $3 or something for them, $2.50. And you get two eggs, and you get a bunch of, you know, and it's actually good. Comes out of the microwave hot, and it's cheesy, and it's eggy, and it's sausagey, which is all I want. But they also have, like, Jimmy Dean's also has, like, these frozen sandwiches, you know, that you can throw in the microwave. But I tried these. These are, it was frozen stuffed hash browns. Jimmy Dean, stuffed hash browns, and they stuff them with egg and sausage and cheese. So it's like a hash brown stuffed with, and it's crazy. I don't get those very often, but they just take a few minutes in the microwave, and it's a stuffed hash brown. It's absurd. But it's Jimmy Dean. Jimmy Dean is not known for bad product. They make good product, you know? So, all right. I ordered the big breakfast on a sandwich. That's crazy. Because I've made many big breakfasts in my days at McDonald's. So, all right, let's take a break here. If you guys have any more menu hack stories, send them in here at 312-981-7200. Call us or text us about the insane ways that people alter the menus at these places and actually affecting the real menus. And we'll talk more about that and a couple of other food-related things and more. And then all of our regular Friday features will begin in a little bit with our spooky Fly Jams Friday. All right, we'll be right back. Welcome back, everybody. It's Nick DiGilio on 720 WGN, and we are live in the Allstate Skyline studio here on 720 WGN. We're here until 5 a.m. It's Friday, Fly Jams Friday, straight out of context. Nick D. Show Spy, you big dummies. All coming right up. Also coming up, the stories that matter with Vic Vaughn from the Northwestern Medicine and Newsroom on WGN Radio. We love to talk about food on this show. We talked a lot about candy yesterday in honor of Halloween. And right now, McDonald's just announced that they are doing these new breakfast sandwiches that were inspired by menu hacks. Customers come in and special order and specialize and customize and put some weird concoctions together. It's actually affecting the menu now. So they've got these new triple stack breakfast sandwiches that are going to debut on November 1st. And I just wanted to know if anybody out there has ever gone into a McDonald's or a fast food place and requested something off the menu, crazy stuff, and you get it, no problem. 312-981-7200 is the phone number. Let's see. 815 area code. Hey, Nick, I've been ordering a Big Mac with quarter pound patties for many years. You know, that's what I used to do for break when I worked at McDonald's. You're not supposed to do that. But when I would go on break, I would make a Big Mac with quarter pounder meat. And they wouldn't let the bosses see it. It'd be in the back. And they would drape over the side of the, because the Big Mac bun is made for the regular sized hamburger, not the quarter pounder. So, like, the meat would be hanging over the side of the buns. It's good, though. It's a lot of meat. So now they do it. That was frowned upon back in the early 80s. That was frowned upon when I was making for my break food, I was making a Big Mac with quarter pounder meat. That was not cool. But now they're just doing it for customers. When I get that once a year craving for it, that's what I do. So it's a once a year thing. Okay, you can't do that every day. Isn't there a dude who eats a Big Mac every day? That guy.
Yeah, he just passed like whatever 100,000.
Every day the guy has had a Big Mac, and that's not a lie. Sometimes more than one.
Right.
At least one Big Mac a day every day for something like 20-something years,
right,
isn't it?
Right. It was something crazy. Like, you can identify the 4 days he hasn't had it. Once when his mom passed, because she asked him, like, can you hold off that day? And
yeah.
He did. And then one day there was a snowstorm, so he started buying a couple and freezing them just in case. I remember Esmeralda telling me about him off the air because they had him on when... Johnny B had him on.
Oh, Johnny B had him. Of course, Johnny B had him on. However, Wendy's triple cheeseburgers by far still beats McDonald's. That's a lot, though. I've tried to. I can't get through a triple cheeseburger at Wendy's. Double is even. You know, that's way enough. You know what I mean? Like, when I'm done with a double cheeseburger at Wendy's, I'm done. I've ordered a triple cheeseburger from Wendy's one time, just one time, and I couldn't even get through it. I couldn't even get through it. 773 area code says that you can order a double fillet of fish at McDonald's, which is not on the menu. Just ask. Used to be on the menu. Double fillet of fish used to be on the menu. Because if I'm not mistaken, the mid to late 2000s, when this.
Give me that double fillet of fish. Give me that fish. Give me that double fillet of fish. What if it were you hanging up on this wall? If it were you in that sandwich, you wouldn't be laughing at all. So give me back that filet fish. Give me that fish. Give me back that filet fish. Give me that fish.
It's still my favorite jingle ever. I have to say, those commercials were the best. And they only did it for two Lent seasons. We had the guys on. I told you, we had the guys on who wrote that. They were just, we were blowing some weed and we wrote it. Oh, really? That's shocking. I can't tell that's how you guys came up with that idea for that commercial and that jingle. You blew weed? Really? That does not seem at all like someone who just had some pot would write. But no, you could get it. And remember, you said you can get it now as a double. Now, I don't know if it was only for Lent, you know, because they sell the filet of fish year-round, but obviously the sales go through the roof during Lent. But I don't know if it was just the double filet of fish was available, because I've had the double filet of fish.
I think it is available year round. I've ordered it outside of Lent.
When we used to be at the Trib right across the street was a McDonald's, and to mix it up, because instead of just getting a burger every time, I used to get the double filet of fish.
Sure,
filet of fish is a good sandwich. One of the keys to why the filet of fish is a good sandwich, I'll tell you why.
Can you tell us after the news?
Oh. Yes, I can, because I wasn't looking at the clock.
That's fine. I was just going to let people think you were really teasing it well.
All right, okay.
Oh, 257. No.
That's coming up later, too. All right, news is up next. All right. Welcome back, everybody. How you doing? Nick DiGilio here on 720 WGN, and we're live in the Allstate Skyline Studio. Here till 5 a.m. as we are every weekday morning. I'm your overnight dude, 1 a.m. to 5 a.m. It's Friday, which means all of our regular Friday features will be coming up. And if you would like to join us, it's 312-981-7200, 312-981-7200. And we're talking about food, which we talk about a lot. And before we get to our regular Friday features, featuring a special spooky Halloween edition of Fly Jams Friday. So if you're making any requests, they got to be spooky, they got to be scary, they got to be fly. 312-981-7200. So we've been talking about these menu hacks. People go into fast food places, they order stuff that's not on the menu, they make weird concoctions and invent different sandwiches. And many of the places, including McDonald's, will do it for you. If it's not on the menu, even if it's a crazy little idea to put a sandwich within a sandwich, a lot of these places are doing it. And in fact, McDonald's has announced that it's affecting their regular menu. And that's what we've been talking about. Before the break, we were talking about the Filet-O-Fish, because someone said you can order a double Filet-O-Fish, and I remember when the double Filet-O-Fish was actually on the menu. And before the break, I was going to tell you why the reason why the Filet-O-Fish is a great sandwich. And we got a texter took a guess. Dan.
Yes.
And this texter is right. And the texture is absolutely right. The reason why the Filet-O-Fish stands out as a really great sandwich, and this is what they say in the text, the key to the Filet-O-Fish is the steamed bun. I totally agree with that. It's the only sandwich, I think it's the only sandwich at McDonald's that you can get with a steamed bun. I don't know, because now they've got all kinds of crazy sandwiches that, but when I was, you know, going to McDonald's and working at McDonald's, we only used the steamer because they had a steamer right next to the Filet-O-Fish station. So you would put the bun in there and slide in the drawer and it would steam. And I used to steam the buns when I would have like cheeseburgers and stuff because I enjoyed the steamed bun. Every other sandwich at McDonald's, at least at that point, the bun was toasted. But that might have changed considering how many menu items they now have at McDonald's. You know, Sinbad can't do his classic routine anymore. Do you remember Sinbad's classic routine?
I have not heard this routine.
Sinbad's classic routine, and he's got many classic routines. Hey, by the way, I just want to mention this. Let me mention this really quickly. My future ex-wife, the lovely Dana DiLorenzo, she was on Rel last Sunday. No, a week ago, the Sunday before. She was on, or whatever night it's on. I don't even know what the hell night it's on, but she was on. And I watched it, and she was only in the first, like, 4 minutes of it. And they did, like, a Pretty Woman parody, and she played the Richard Gere part. Dana played the Richard Gere part. It wasn't particularly good. But, you know, when I was hanging out with her just this past Sunday night, I asked her, you know, I said, I know you didn't think the thing was very funny, that Rel was very funny, but I said, did you at least get to meet Sinbad? She said, yes! And told a great story about how funny Sinbad is and how awesome he is. And I was like, that's great to hear. Because I like Sinbad. I've always been a fan of Sinbad. And so, yeah, she told a very funny and a great story about how exciting it was to hang out with Sinbad. So that's good news. But anyway, Sinbad had this classic bit where people would go into McDonald's and take 10 minutes to order. You know what I mean? Like, stand there and go, and, like, Sinbad would stand behind someone and go, how do you not know what's on the McDonald's menu? How do you take 10? This was a long time ago, this bit. How do you take 10 minutes to order at McDonald's? Everybody knows what every item is on the McDonald's menu, and you get in line and you stand there and you contemplate for 15 minutes what you're going to get at a McDonald's when everybody has the memorized menu. Now he can't do that bit. You know, he can't do that bit. There's 17 different sandwiches. There's all kinds of combinations. Now they're making stuff up. I bet Sinbad tries to dust that one off when he does a set and everybody goes, hey, man, yeah, it does take a long time to order. There's a lot of stuff on that menu. All right. 847 area code says, Dunkin' has the best breakfast sandwich ever. It's the big and toasty. I've had it. It's really good. It's really good. It's a bit pricey, but it's worth it. There's a Dunkin'.
What's it called?
The Big and Toasty.
Okay.
It's really good. There's a Dunkin' about, you know, two blocks away from my apartment. And sometimes that's dangerous in the morning, you know. When I get home from work, sometimes I'm like, I'm going to walk down to Dunkin', get a $43 sandwich. Peter in Decatur says, here's some more information on the turquoise arches in Sedona. The city of Sedona, located in the center of Arizona, is famous for its stunning natural beauty, namely its mountainous landscape of red rock. Because of said landscape, there are rules in place for buildings in Sedona to make sure that no structure intrudes too much on the surrounding natural scenery. When the McDonald's was built there in 1993, city officials believed that a bright yellow M would do just that. They claimed that gold would clash with the surrounding red rocks and opted for a pleasing soft blue. Wow. That's an interesting little tidbit. So they really want Sedona to look good. And, you know, I like McDonald's going along with that. McDonald's could have said, hey, shut up. Can't change the color of our arches. Mark and Aurora said the double fillet of fish is still on the McD's menu. In the app, it's used, you buy one, get one free. If you use it in the app, you buy one, get one free. Everybody's got these apps now for these fast food places. Just boom, bang, boom, press a button, there it is. We were talking about that Little Caesars hot box thing that you just boom, 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 order on the app, and it's in a drawer with your name on it. You take it out and leave. But you don't get a dum-dum with your receipt. That's I can say about that. Has anybody answered the question whether that happens on deliveries for Aurelio's?
Nobody's answered that yet.
Okay. I bet it's just pickup. They're not going to give a lovely dum-dum to a dum-dum who orders delivery, are they? I think they should. So, anyway. All right. It's nice to see that that other people enjoy the Big Mac with quarter pounder meat. Not the easiest sandwich to eat, let me tell you right now.
I can imagine. Yeah. I'll get you more texts here in a minute, but 847 says that their theory is the secret to the filet of fish is the tartar sauce. It's actual real tartar sauce. It's not sweet Miracle Whip-like sauce.
No, it is tartar sauce. And let me tell you something. As I've mentioned before, that stuff flies across the grill room. Because the Big Mac sauce, and when I was working at McDonald's, I don't know, the Big Mac sauce and the tartar sauce were both in caulk guns. They were basically in a tube, and it was basically a caulk gun. And you would pull the trigger, and it would dollop out one serving, the correct serving of sauce that's supposed to go on the Big Mac and the sauce that's supposed to go on the tartar, or on the filet of fish. And inevitably, we would just have fights with Big Mac sauce and tartar sauce. You can get more. You can definitely get more distance on with the tartar. The tartar sauce flew farther. So if you were having like a sauce fight in the back of the in the back of the grill, if you're going to grab a weapon, tartar sauce is preferable. Big Mac is good. It flies. Big Mac flies across the room and will splatter on your face. But tartar sauce is better. It's got more heft. And, yeah, no, that's actual tartar sauce. That's the real deal. Hey, you know who else has a great fish sandwich, Dan? This is not a surprise. Portillo's.
Oh, yes, I do enjoy that.
Oh, man. Oh, man. Vic, you a fan of a nice fish sandwich?
Yes. And you're right. The bun. It's the bun.
It's the steam bun. It's the steam bun. And now, have you ever had Portillo's? You had a fish sandwich from Portillo's?
No.
Mm-hmm. Oh, man.
Really?
Oh, man.
Okay.
Another opportune point to mention another great fish place in the city. And I think of Vic Vaughn every time I drove by it on Montrose.
Oh, yeah.
And that's Hagen's.
Please.
Oh,
to the point, please. Ladies and gentlemen, if you don't know the story, Vic Vaughn volunteered to work there because he wanted to eat/learn the trade.
Yeah, I worked there for six months, maybe a little less.
That place?
Probably a little less, more like 3 months.
Vic, that place is unbelievable.
It is so good.
Unbelievable. I went to high school right around the corner from there.
Learned how to
cut
up a lot of fish in that place.
Yeah, that must have been fun working there.
It was a lot of fun. Family owned for generations.
Still there. And still kicking ass. And I think the quality is still as good.
I could be wrong, but I think it's the last place in the city that smokes their fish the way they do. It's with real wood. It's the old-fashioned way.
Yeah.
If there's another place, please correct me, but I'm pretty sure that's the last one.
Now, Hagen's is, as far as I'm concerned, man, that's just a national treasure, that place.
And you want to talk about being busy during Lent. Oh my God.
Oh, man.
That place is busy year-round as well.
Right, but Dan is right.
Lent, you can't get in there. You can't get in there.
No, in the back, they move all of their pots and pans and equipment all out of the way, and it's just all orders that are back there just stacked.
For people who've never been there and you like fish, you like fried fish or smoked fish, any kind of fish, Hagen's is the best. It's at Montrose near Central, just east of Central, or west of Central, just west of Central.
And I've seen behind the curtain. The pride they take and what they do is real, man. It's a great place.
You can tell. You know what I mean? I'm not surprised that you had a great experience working there and that people cared about it because the product is great.
Yes.
Everything I've ever had at Hagen's has been great. And consistently, and I'm talking about that place has been there forever.
You can catch fish and bring it in there. They'll smoke it for you, too.
Absolutely.
Charge by the pound or whatever.
It's ridiculous. The place is nuts. And because we used to hang, my friends and I used to hang out at Demetrio's, which used to be where the Walgreens is now. The Walgreens at Montrose and Central. We used to hang out there, and we used to go across the street for ice cream at Toots, which is no longer there. And then we would go, sometimes we would just go, let's go to Hagen's and get some shrimp. Let's go to Hagen's and get some perch. You know what I mean?
And you were how old?
Oh, this was teenagers and 20s.
And then I ended up smoking fish back there.
Oh,
that's crazy.
No, it's just the best. I mean, once you try it, seriously, I mean, it is one of the best restaurants or takeout places in the city. There's no question about it.
And it's one of those places where you're going to drive up and go, that's it?
Exactly.
Trust us.
No, seriously.
Those are the best places anyway.
It's been there forever. It's got an old sign out front, and it's just been in the same family. And anybody who has eaten fish in this city and has eaten it at Hagen's goes back to Hagen's. That's how it works. That place is unbelievable. It's unbelievable. Let's see. 815 area code says, I have a thyroid disease, so I went to a specific diet of food 6 years ago. It's good food. I'm never hungry, and I lost weight. I do have a craving for a double cheeseburger at McDonald's. The Egg McMuffin is the only real food sandwich that they sell. They never put it on sale because it's real. Because it's a real egg? Is that why?
Yeah, because I remember there was like a controversy because like Panera was trying to... Panera asked the FDA to define egg and swipe at competitors' breakfast sandwiches. The soup and sandwich restaurants had a number of competitors sell egg patties that contain more than five ingredients, therefore not making it a real egg, in their opinion. That includes Burger King, Taco Bell, and Dunkin', but not McDonald's.
No, McDonald's always used real eggs. I worked there. And, you know, here's one of the other things about the Egg McMuffin, Dan, is that you would cook the Egg McMuffin, because obviously they have the flat top grill. At McDonald's, the flat top, and there would be like you would have this thing on a handle with six rings in it, and you would put it on the flat top, and then you would crack an egg into each ring, so you can make six Egg McMuffins at once, but you have to break the yolk. So as soon as you crack the egg into the thing, because it forms into a round, obviously the cylinder keeps it inside, you know, on the grill, but you have to break the yolk, because if you don't, someone's going to bite into the sandwich and hot yolk is going to shoot out all over their face. So that's why you had to break the yolk of each egg. Then you would put a lid on it, you would cook it, and it would both grill and steam. That's one of the reasons why it was so good. I can't remember how many minutes you cooked it, but then you lift off the six ring thing, and the perfectly round eggs are on the grill, and then you can just put them on the sandwich. They were always emphasizing you have to break the yolk, because because seriously, you could burn somebody's chin. You know what I mean? You have that hot yolk in there, so you got to break the yolk so that it kind of mixes in. It's still but it's a real egg. The big breakfast, those scrambled eggs, real eggs. They were real eggs, and they had a point of pride on that. I mean, maybe that's why their breakfasts are so good, because they use real eggs and real meat. So, all right. We got a few more texts here to finish off, and one more food story, and then our regular features will begin in just a little bit. But let's break here on WGN. Yeah, welcome back. So, it's Nick DiGilio here on 720 WGN. We're live in the Allstate Skyline studio, and we're here until 5 a.m., all the regular Friday features will be coming up. Fly Jams Friday, straight out of context. Nick D Show Spies, You Big Dummy, coming up in just a few minutes. We also have one more pair of tickets to see the special screening of A Private War with Rosamund Pike. We'll be giving those away in a little bit before the show ends. 312-981-7200 is the phone number. I just got very excited, Dan, because I was looking on Facebook, and the movie mom, my good friend Nell Minow, gave the new submarine movie a rave. And I love Nell, and Nell and I have very similar tastes. She gave Hunter Killer with Gerard Butler and Gary Oldman and Common. Common's in everything. She gave it a rave and said, like, the action sequences are awesome. The underwater stuff is good. I was like, that's it now, and that's it. I was a little trepidatious. But when I hear Nell Minow, the movie mom, give a rave to this new Hunter Killer movie, now I'm really excited. Because as you all know, the greatest genre in the history of film is the submarine genre. I have no idea why I love submarine movies. Because
they're awesome.
They are. I know they're awesome, but I'm like claustrophobic and I don't swim well. And yet, maybe that's why. Maybe that's what it is. I'm confronting like
it's
a
comfort.
Because I would never be in a sub. I would never go in a submarine.
Living vicariously through. Maybe that was your calling.
To what? To be in a submarine?
To be a seaman?
Oh, man. There you go, Dan. Enjoy next Friday in straight out of context.
Having your cockfights in the submarine.
with our tartar sauce and our Big Macs.
Right.
But anyway, I'm just good news because I love submarine movies, and I was just hesitant because Gerard Butler usually makes bad movies. But when someone as reliable as Nell Minow gives the new submarine movie a rave, I'm very excited. So I love submarine movies. All right, here, 773 area code says, it's a little off topic. A couple of years ago, McDonald's was selling hot wings. They were delicious. I felt it was the best item they ever offered. I got to say, Dan, did you ever have when they had wings?
I did not.
They were good, man, because I was skeptical. They were good. And I had them, again, across the street from where we used to be, because there was a McDonald's. It's not there anymore, is it? Is that McDonald's still there?
No, I don't think so.
It was behind the Wrigley building, basically. It was in the complex where the Wrigley building was, across the street from the Trib. And I used to go there when I worked on Saturdays. I would go to McDonald's just to throw some food down my throat. And they had the wings, and I tried them, and I was like, nah, I don't know about this. They were really good. I'm not kidding. They were really good. I don't know if they, I mean, they got fryers back there, and they must have had fryers just for those wings, and they were very flavorful and really, really good. But they were delicious, and I felt they were the best item that they offered, and that 773 says, but they stopped and never brought them back. And also, the last Burger King sold cheesy tater tots. When you bit into them, the cheese would ooze into your mouth. They stopped selling them. They also had great hot dogs for a while. I remember when Burger King sold the hot dogs. Oh, man. 630 area code. Now you're talking to me. The deep fried tacos at Burger King. Yumminess. Those go back to Jack in the Box. That's Burger King trying to duplicate the insanity of the deliciousness of the greasy, crunchy deep fried tacos from Jack in the Box. The greatest. Vic, have you ever had the tacos?
See, that's
Jack in the
what
Box?
I grew up with in California. That was huge. Yeah. What do you call it?
Jack in the Box
tacos.
Oh, they were the best.
So popular.
They were the best. They were deep fried. They were kind of greasy. And oh, my God.
I have not had one in probably two decades, and I still remember them.
I'm serious. No, that's how good they were. But you know what, Vic, if you're looking for them, Burger King sells a very, very similar item.
Yeah, I've heard of that.
Yeah. Because there used to be a Jack in the Box in Chicago at Addison and Western, which is now a Popeyes, named after Popeye Doyle. Back in the day, McDonald's had a steamed Danish. Yes, they did. I used to steam them. We had a steamer in the front, put the Danish in, steam them, boom, give them out. Here's Dan on WGN. Hi, Dan.
Hey, Nick. How are you, buddy?
Okay, my man.
Hey, man. Listen, dude, I just want to let you know, I listen to you all the time when I'm snow plowing in the winter. I've been snow plowing for about 35 years, and I love to listen to you in the morning. Now I work at the airport, so I get to listen to you again, which is so cool.
Thanks.
But, dude, man, I grew up in that neighborhood, and the guys at Hagen's are my buddies. I used to deliver milk for them. I used to work for Dean Foods, Baba.
Yeah.
And yeah. I used to deliver the ice cream, the Toots as well. Oh. I used to go there daily with I mean, they sold so much ice cream it was out of this world.
Yeah.
Do you remember Cars over there?
Oh,
Five
sure.
and Dime?
Absolutely. Yeah. Man. Yeah, yeah, yeah. No, yeah. I went to high school at Luther North, and I hung out in that neighborhood for a long time, man. And,
I know you did. I grew up right over. I went to Smizer over there in the early 70s.
Sure.
I'm your age, dude. I'm your age.
All
I was born at 65.
Cool, man.
So it's really cool. And you said you went to Dimitri's. I remember Dimitri's Heroes over there. That guy, I remember that cat.
We used to hang out there every night. I'm not kidding. We were there all the time.
Yeah?
Yeah.
How about Jimmy's?
Jimmy's. We'd go to Jimmy's too, man. No, I know that whole area, man. That's, you know.
I know.
I spent
Me
a lot
too.
Of time there. All right, dude,
it's an honor to talk to you, man. You're a killer dude. Like I said, I snowplow, and when you're my man for getting me up and getting me rolling in the morning, and it's a pleasure to talk to you. And when you said Hagen's, those guys are family friends, man. I plow their snow as well, and I deliver to them, and they're just great people,
cool,
man. Really, really cool people.
Hey,
thanks
for the kind words, dude. I really appreciate that. Thank you.
Hey, not a problem.
Okay,
enjoy your day, buddy.
Okay, take care.
Thanks, Nick.
All right. See, it's a call like that. Like, I'm keeping this guy company. It's 80 below, and he's in a snowplow all morning, and he listens to me. That's all I need. That's it. All right. I could use some Hagen's. All right, well, let's take a break. The news is up next. All right. Hey, welcome back, everybody. Nick DeGilio here on 720 WGN. We are live in the Allstate Skyline studio here until 5 a.m. every weekday morning, 1 to 5 a.m. I'm here. Steve Grzanich follows me at 5 with the opening bell, and my main man, the great Steve Cochran, and the gang are at 6 o'clock for your morning drive. It is Friday, so that means Fly Jams Friday. It's the spooky Halloween, scary, spooky, spooky edition. So if you've got requests, they've got to be spooky. 312-981-7200. and we've got You Big Dummy, Straight Out of Context, Nick D Show Spies all coming up here on this Friday morning. Hey, so I've got one more pair of tickets right now that I'm going to give away for this movie that looks so good. I haven't seen it yet, but the trailers are great and the buzz is really high and everybody's talking about Oscars possibly. Rosamund Pike, Jamie Dornan and Stanley Tucci star in a movie called A Private War, which is a true story, where Rosamund Pike plays Marie Colvin, who is a war correspondent who spent a lot of time on the front lines. So we have a pair of tickets, one last pair of tickets to give away. If you would like them, be caller number 5 right now. But you have to be available on Monday, November 5th. It's for an advanced screening. The movie doesn't open until the 16th of November. But these tickets are for an advanced screening on Monday night, November 5th, 7 o'clock at the AMC River East down here in Chicago. And I hope you guys can make it out. And if you can, call right now. And if you're the fifth caller at 312-981-7200, you will win a pair of tickets to what is supposed to be a really terrific movie. And again, it is on Monday, November 5th at the AMC River East. It's called A Private War. We're giving away our final pair of tickets this morning. This is the last pair of tickets that we have available, and caller number 5 will get them. 312-981-7200 right now. All right, for A Private War. And once again, Monday, November 5th, you got to be ready for that. It's a pair of tickets for that screening at the AMC River East, A Private War. So, fifth caller will get it. 312-981-7200. All right. So, we've been talking a little bit about some food items here, and you know the menu hacks that we were talking about, how people go into these places, go into fast food places, and then order something that's not on the menu, or make up these crazy concoctions, and had a lot of fun. I had a lot of fun with that stuff. I particularly think that the guy who or the person, don't know if it was a guy or a woman, the person who went and would get the big breakfast that they sell at McDonald's, which is your scrambled eggs, your pancakes, and your sausage, and puts it on a bagel or on a bun. Or on a muffin. That seems pretty crazy to me. But sounds good. Sounds tasty. But yeah. So they never did. And like I said before, when I worked at McDonald's, that was definitely frowned upon, and we never did that for the customers. So. But we're gonna move on. We're gonna talk a little bit about bologna next, which is a food item that I enjoy. We've got our winner already. Here's caller number 5, and it's Kathy on WGN. Hi, Kathy.
Hello, Nick.
Hi.
This is the first time I've ever spoken to you. I'm so thrilled.
Oh, well, you're a winner. That's the best part.
Well, no, the best part is that I've been listening to you ever since you used to call into Roy's show.
Oh, boy, that's a long time. That's a long time, Kathy.
I know. And I would just think to myself, that's no ordinary caller.
Yeah, a lot of people thought that.
And the next thing I knew, Roy hired you. Yeah. I'm like, yeah, that was a no-brainer.
Yeah, well, I appreciate that, Kathy. Thank you for listening for so long. Anyway, you got this. You got tickets for this screening. It's supposed to be a really good movie, Kathy, and I hope you can make it on Monday, November 5th, okay?
Thank you so much, right. Nick.
And thank you for listening. I really appreciate it, okay?
Take care.
Okay, bye. Hang on a second, Kathy. Hang on. All right, that's it. We gave away all of our tickets. The movie does open, though, nationally on November 16th, and it's supposed to be a really terrific movie. It's called A Private War. Congratulations to all the people who will be going to the advanced screening on Monday, November 5th.
There you go.
And we'll have more stuff to give away, as we often do. Let's see. 847 area code says, where does somebody find that tartar sauce McDonald's uses? That's a good question. That is a good question. I don't know. It was delivered. I don't know where it was delivered. It was just delivered to the store, kept in a cooler, and they were in tubes like caulk. Seriously, and it was like a caulk gun. That's how we applied them. And it didn't have a brand name on it or anything. It was a white tube that just said tartar sauce. And the Big Mac sauce came the same way. You refrigerated it, and it came in a caulk tube, and it was no brand name or anything on that, and it would just say Big Mac sauce. Like sort of, you know, generic Big Mac sauce, or don't I? I don't know. Maybe somebody knows where McDonald's gets their tartar sauce from. I mean, I don't know if it's changed over the years, but it was a no-name brand for us, like, you know, when I worked at McDonald's. And again, I worked at McDonald's like in the early 80s, so it was a long time ago I worked there. 608 area code says, McDonald's made a grand one on a triple bun sized for a quarter pounder. Oh, a Grand Mac. That's right, the Grand Mac. They introduced, and this was pretty recently, when they introduced like a Baby Mac, or a, you know, like a Baby Mac, and then, and then the regular Mac, and then the Giant Mac, and the Grand Mac. So, And another thing about the Big Mac that sort of separated it, you know how the steamed bun kind of was the key, and I think one of the keys to why the Filet-O-Fish is so good, and I think it's the only sandwich that you can get at McDonald's that still has, that it's still the only sandwich you can get that has the steamed bun. But the sesame seed buns for the Big Mac, those were always pretty tasty. 847 area code SNCC, while working at McDonald's at Milwaukee and Oakton in Niles, I would make grilled cheese, inverting a crown and a heel. By the way, the crown and the heel is that's what they call the top and the bottom of a bun, the crown and the heel. Also, I would deep fry the sausage on the sausage egg McMuffin in the fish fat. Oh, I'm sure they love that. I'm sure the people who ordered the fish loved that. Although that would be fantastic, you know. Because the sausage is, the sausage is pre-cooked and it's refrigerated. You guys know that, right? Like, the sausage is like, at least it was when I was there.
I didn't know that.
It was pre-cooked and it was refrigerated, and you would throw it on the grill. You wouldn't have to throw it. You would just crisp it up and warm it up. I don't know if that's still the way it is, but one guy I worked with stuck his hand in the fry vat and burned big time. Why would he stick his hand in the fry vat? Is there any, why? I would trade with all the other fast food joints in the area and pizza places, including Boobies. Oh, good old Boobies. I remember Boobies. I kind of remember them. why would the guy? Why would he stick his hand in the fry vat? Don't stick your hand in a fry vat. Nothing good will come of that. I do have scars from McDonald's, though. I got to tell you, I do. I have two scars from McDonald's. I have one on my left wrist right here, because when you toast the buns, Dan, it was just this hot slab this really, really hot hunk of metal, and the bottom and the top would be hot as hell. It had a metal cover on top of it. You would put the crowns on top face down and then slide the heels on the bottom face up. And then you pull the handle down, and both the top and the bottom get pushed onto the metal, onto the hot metal, and that's how it's toasted. And then a timer goes off. And then what you do is you take the handle on top, which has a lid on it that comes off it, and you slide the buns towards you. You slide the crowns towards you. You lift it up, slide it towards you, and then let it fall out on the tray on top of the heels. And then one time I slid it and it fell off and flipped over, and the edge of the top part seared my hand.
Oh.
So I've got a scar there. And the other scar that I have is on my finger on my right hand, my ring finger on my right hand has a scar, a small scar, and it has nothing to do with cooking. We were screwing around in the back. We may have been shooting sauce at each other, and I grabbed they had shelving units, like metal shelving units in the back where they kept paper towels and they kept, supplies and napkins and all that crap and cups and everything. And we were messing around in the back room, and the shelving units had these the things that hold the legs of the stands. They had like they were metal, and I grabbed a hold of one, and I was spinning around. I don't know what I was doing, screwing around or something. And I ripped my finger open, like on the metal, on the thing. And I didn't even note it until blood was pouring down my hand. And I'm like, So there's the two scars I have from my McDonald's. One was work related. So we're not going to get to the bologna thing, by the way. We're going to have to save what is bologna. What's bologna made of for later?
Stay tuned, everybody.
Stay tuned. That's a tease for next week.
Yeah. Don't ever stop listening. That's exactly right. You might listen to baloney.
847 area code. You want a delicious sub? Captain Nemo's at Clark and Rogers on my... Oh, my God. Listen, is a Captain Nemo's still on Ashland across from Ty's? Is that still there?
I'm trying to think. I want to say yes, but I'm not 100%.
It's not directly across from Ty's. It's a little bit... It's on the other side of the street, about a block down from Ty's, at Addison and Ashland. I used to go there all the time. When I worked at Ginger's and when I worked at Ty's, I used to go to Captain Nemo's all the time. It's their secret sauce, man. It's that crazy. Have you ever been there?
I have not.
Oh, it's really good. They put like a secret sauce on there. Nobody knows what it is. You know, Captain Nemo's is good. And they're talking about the one in Rogers Park. But there's also one at Wrigleyville on Western there, which is not Wrigleyville, it's Lakeview. How about this? 847 area code says, there is a whole bowl of dumb suckers near the Coffee Station Street Parkway Bank in Niles. All right, I'm going. That's where I'm switching my account so I can just get dumbs. 219 area code says, White Castles also have fresh eggs. They'll crack them right in front of you. Oh, really? I didn't know that. 231 area code says, I miss the frings at Jack in the Box. It was fries and onion rings in the same container. Ooh. You ever order onion rings and then, like, get a couple of fries in there with you? And you go, oh, a little treat. I got some fries. Or how about if you order, like a potato pancake from Arby's and a curly fry shows up? 773 area code says, speaking of Addison and Western, did you know that Heroes closed down? Yes. It's a staple of that neighborhood. It's gone forever, and it's sad. Yeah, Heroes was the best, man. I was so upset. You couldn't get into the place the last week it was open. I mean, because that was a legendary place. That was a neighborhood joint. That's the subs I grew up on. Those are the, whenever we had subs, it would be from Heroes. There's no question about it. They didn't heat them up, nothing. And you could smell, like, you know, I remember one time I came from, like, a movie screening, and I was heading over to Ricochet's to have some cocktails, and I had a taste for Heroes. So I jumped into Heroes, and I got it, and I brought it to Ricochet's. And as soon as I walked in with it, to the bar, and I unwrapped it, people were going, ah, you went to Heroes, didn't you? Because you could smell it, because Heroes had a very, very distinctive and one and only aroma. And the sandwiches were great. The sandwiches at Heroes were great. And yes, that was an institution. It's really sad that that place is closed. So, anyway. All right. Yeah, bologna next week. Mark it on your calendars. I just wanted to mention really quickly, before we do the bologna thing next week, I still find it hard to believe that Esmeralda's boyfriend, V, had never had bologna until this year, and he's in his 30s. How? How does someone have a childhood and never have bologna? I just found that, and of course, Esmeralda found that unacceptable and made him a plate of, like, all kinds of processed meats and cheeses and stuff. So I still find that hard to believe.